USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The G7 Economic Summit ends in Quebec, Canada, Saturday, with the member nations issuing a joint communique. Here's the British Prime Minister, Theresa May.
What you will see in the communique is agreed language in relation to trade. What you'll see in the communique is agreed language in relation to Russia.
But after President Trump leaves the summit early to head to Singapore for his Tuesday summit with North Korea's leader, he tweets that he doesn't endorse that G7 statement signed by the six other countries. The president also blasted Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau for announcing retaliation measures against the U.S. for tariffs after Trump had left the summit. President Trump is now in Singapore, arriving a few hours after the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un did, Kim already having had meetings with Singapore officials. The president and Kim are to sit down on Tuesday. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Mayors from across the nation are in Boston this weekend. The 86th Annual Conference of Mayors, focusing this year on infrastructure, cybersecurity, and school safety issues. Florida's Agriculture Commissioner is speaking out about a report from the Office of Inspector General which shows his office failed to conduct national background checks on concealed weapons permits for over a year. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Commissioner Adam Putman says a negligent employee did not cross-check 365 permit applications, 291 of which have since been revoked.
Of the nearly 350,000 applications that were processed in that one-year period of time, 365 were flagged for further action, which would have resulted, if the employee had done her job, in them being denied a concealed weapons license.
But he says media reports that tens of thousands of people didn't get background checks are misleading.
USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says he is ready to meet with President Donald Trump as soon as preparations could be made for such a meeting. Speaking to reporters during a visit to China, Putin suggested Vienna would be a good location for such a summit. Putin also saying the time it would be held would depend on working out everyone's schedules. Washington is reportedly considering such a summit. Syracuse University is suspending 15 fraternity members over racist videos. The school student newspaper publishing two of them, showing members of the Theta Tau engineering fraternity saying racial slurs, simulating sex acts, and mocking people with disabilities. The attorney representing the 15 students says the university has suspended the students indefinitely for 1 to 2 years. She says it means the school doesn't have to readmit them once the suspension is over. The fraternity has apologized about the videos. Quite a four-legged feat achieved on New York's Long Island yesterday.
Justify is the 13th Triple Crown winner! Gronkowski was second, Hoffberg was third, and Vito Rosa was fourth. Justify has done it!
That's Larry Kolmus with the final call on NBC yesterday, as Justify did become the 13th horse to complete the Triple Crown and the first since American Pharoah to do so back in 2015. Jockey Mike Smith earning his third Belmont victory. Trainer Bob Baffert has his second Triple Crown winner. And for USA Radio.